I've always viewed Colorado as being the crown jewel of the nation's defense and homeland security. It's because of the great military facilities that we have around the state. I have 7 amendments that are focused in on helping us move forward with making sure that those military installations remain strong. The first of those amendments is an amendment that would require an enhancement by the Air Force with respect to the creation of buffer zones around our Air Force bases all over the country, specifically for us in Colorado. What it will mean is an enhancement with respect to protections at Schriever, Peterson, and Buckley Air Force bases. I have an amendment that would provide the Army a directive to report on any justification for the expansion of the Pinyon Canyon maneuver site in southeast Colorado. Some of the questions that the Army will be required to answer in its report are the following. Is there a need for any expansion given the 2005 BRAC Commission finding that Fort Carson had sufficient training land to support its needs? 2, is the Pinyon Canyon maneuver site currently being used to capacity? And how can the Army better use the existing land at the site to meet its training needs? 3, if the Army needs additional land to train Fort Carson units, can it use other federal lands at other installations without the need to acquire additional land at Pinyon Canyon? 4, if the Army added land at Pinyon Canyon, what additional training capacity would be added to Fort Carson by the adding of the additional land? And finally, if the Army were to expand at Pinyon Canyon, what economic benefits would be provided to local communities in southeastern Colorado, including the preservation of the ranching heritage of that part of the state? I think that what I have come up with in terms of looking at the realities around Pinyon Canyon is a thoughtful, deliberate way forward, and I think that's what we ought to do. So I will be encouraging Senator Allard to help us move forward in that direction. We also have an amendment that sets a hard deadline for chemical weapons destruction at the Pueblo Chemical Depot. The amendment, which is sponsored by Senator McConnell and Bunning, Allard, and myself, would set a hard deadline of 2017 for the destruction of the weapons at the stockpile at the Pueblo Chemical Army Depot. This amendment relates to the high-altitude aviation training site in Eagle County, Colorado. It's an important facility for us as we train our helicopter pilots to fly, especially in high altitudes. It's an important memo when we think about the use of helicopters today in places like Afghanistan, and it's only in Gibson, Colorado that we currently provide this kind of training within the Department of Defense. This amendment would require the Army to look at 6 additional helicopters that would be stationed there in Gibson, Colorado. The last amendment relates to NORAD and the future of NORAD at the Cheyenne Mountain Air Station. Admiral Keating, some time ago, a year ago, had made an announcement that Cheyenne Mountain would be put on warm standby. What that has meant is that Cheyenne Mountain would no longer be an operations center and the NORTHCOM operations would be transitioned and taken over to Peterson Air Force Base. In May, the General Accounting Office released a report that raised some questions. One question that it raised is that the Air Force at this point has not been able to provide the documentation to support $150 to $200 million in savings that it said would come about through the placement of NORAD on warm standby. Secondly, the GAO also found that NORAD, NORTHCOM, had not done the analysis on the operational effects of putting Cheyenne Mountain on warm standby. And they raised other questions on the security implications. And so what my amendment will do is to require NORTHCOM and the Air Force to basically provide us with a report on all these questions that were raised by the GAO. We have a bipartisan agreement, which I have participated in with Senator Max Baucus, the chairman of the Finance Committee, and other colleagues here in the Senate, to create a permanent disaster assistance program for farmers and ranchers across the country. That program would be $1 billion a year program. It would be available to deal with agricultural disasters as they occur. It's necessary because the current disaster program that we have in place is dysfunctional. It doesn't work very well. So my hope is that we will be able to move forward with a permanent disaster fund that ultimately will be included in the Farm Bill this year. I am suggesting some changes that we are hopeful that we'll get some of my colleagues to support on both the Democratic and Republican side. And the essence of the changes that we are proposing would be to begin an immediate transition of the mission from one of combat over to training and equipping the Iraqi military as well as special operations to chase Al-Qaeda. that will be a change in the amendment that we will try to get some support as we move forward with this debate over the week ahead. With respect to Levin Reed and the deadlines that are set forth in Levin Reed, I've not yet had an opportunity to review the language of any of these amendments. The only language that I have reviewed in terms of Iraq amendments has been the language by Senator Webb in the so-called Webb Amendment. I am supporting that amendment because I think that it's important for our troops to be able to have rest time before they're redeployed back into the combat theater.